but she lived a long time in Europe. She lived in Paris and in Lisbon, and now she is back in New York. At least I believe that's where she's still living. And we heard a song called Under the Radar. Before that, a song that has been covered many, many times. This particular instance by the Irish singer Anne Byrne, and the song called Darcy Farrow, which definitely sounds like a traditional song, but actually written by Steve Gillette. And if you don't know him, a great songwriter who emerged in the 1960s, has a bunch of music to his credit. That first album is really amazing. The first is a self-titled thing, which came out, I think, on Vanguard. Before that, Sir Richard Bishop, By Any Other Name, and that is from a various artist compilation called 10 Years Gone, a tribute to Jack Rose, who passed away, yeah, amazingly, 10 years ago. I think he was maybe 34 years old, something like that. One of the great guitarists in the American primitive vein, and a definite loss. He was from Philadelphia and was a huge part of that music scene down there. Before that, also from a tribute album, Lee Ranaldo, Harry and Hannah. And that is from a 2-CD set called The Hired Hands, a tribute to Bruce Langhorne. And if you don't know him, he was mostly a session guy in the 1960s and thereabouts and after. And did the title of the album refers to his soundtrack recording, The Hired Hand, that film. And really a classic soundtrack, which was sort of lost for a while because it was really hard to get a hold of, but it has been reissued a couple of times. Bruce, most notably, or the reference that's usually trotted out is that he played with Dylan. And of course, Dylan only plays with the best musicians. He can pick and choose who he likes. Bruce Langhorne played with him on more than one album. And I queued up the wrong track, but I thought some Brit folk. We actually heard from Californian Carl Ritchie, some private label stuff from early 70s, I think, that song, Mary Jane. And that was the set. All right, so we have a little less than an hour to go for our time together this morning. And stay tuned.
This summer, I'm going to avoid spreading COVID-19. It's easy. I'll wear a mask in crowded places. If I have symptoms, I'll self-isolate and do a rapid test. If I test positive, I'll stay home for at least 5 days. And for the next 5 days, I won't visit anyone who's at risk. I'll avoid social events like festivals and gatherings. And I'll limit my activities to only the most essential, all while wearing a mask and staying 2 meters away from others. The virus is still out there, so we have to be careful. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
You've been wrong once. You can do it again. Keep trying to tell yourself you can't remember where or when, but someday, somehow, I know you're gonna have to give in. It seems so easy when there wasn't distress. You're getting deeper into yourself by forgetting all the rest. You should have known by now the easy road wasn't the best. All the times I've said you can come too. Now you turn around. days of yesterdays, and I don't know where to go. Could you tell me, please, why was I the last to know?
used to see the birds fly. So high in the sky, I'd see the little birds fly. And I'd wonder why not one tear not one mournful sign. Now when I die and I lay asleep, my grave shallow, not narrow and deep. I lay on that hillside, and as time goes on, I'll feel south. As I go
left you cold, and you can't make no it's got to bring you sorrow. It can wait till 10 o'clock.
All right, through set one here, hour two. It is 10:19 in the morning, and you are tuned to Terminal 5 here on CKUT. Community Radio in Montreal. I did say Terminal 5, okay. I am learning language. A little bit of French, but mostly human language, which is still a challenge to me, since I guess I was speaking some kind of simian talk before that. Anyway, we just heard from Diane Hildebrand from the one and only album on her name, 1960s Electra, sort of bluesy folk, really great album. It was pretty easy to find for a while. I haven't seen it lately, but I probably will turn up. I'm not sure if it's been reissued. I think maybe it has. She changed her name to something like Joya Sky, and I have not heard any of the music that she put out under that name. But if you know anything about Elektra Records, I mean, they're a big conglomerate now, and they're part of some other giant corporation. I guess it's Warner Elektra, Asylum, and God knows who they're owned by, if probably somebody else. But anyway, they were one of the most important labels that was putting out folk music in the 1960s. And they made the jump with bands like The Doors to the rock scene and psychedelia. But they did a lot of traditional and sort of the new contemporary folk at the time. And that was one of them. Before that, Steve Young from an album called Rock, Salt, and Nails. And I think he might have actually put out more than one record under that title, but this is the first one on A&M Records. And just an amazing record. And I had sort of forgotten how good it was. Now that I said that, that's the only album by that title. The other thing that he did, he put out two albums under the title of Seven Bridges Road. And there's a little bit of trivia that you don't necessarily need to hear, but I don't know why somebody would do that. But anyway, we heard Kenny's Song from Steve Young. That is definitely a classic. Before that, something new from a gal called Fern Maddie, doing her version of Hairs on the Mountain. And started off with an album which I also believe has been reissued, Rains of Changes. It's R-A-I-N-S and R-E-S. INS. He was an English folk musician, definitely influenced by country music, American country music. And we heard Song for a Friend. Again, an album that was unnecessarily, or unfairly, I should say, overlooked for a long, long time, but it has been reissued, and there's some really choice stuff on that record. All right. I have queued up something, God knows what. Oh, I know what it is. Joni Mitchell played the Newport Folk Festival this past weekend. First time she was there in like 53 years, and the first time she's done a concert anywhere in like two decades, which is pretty amazing. So we'll hear some Joni. Stay tuned.
Him sometimes, comfort and consultation. He knows that's what he'll find. I bring him apples and cheeses. He brings me songs to play. Hello, and turn away before his lady knows. how much I want to see him. She removes him like a ring to wash her hands. She only brings him out to show her friends. I want to free. Love is a story told to our friend. It's secondhand, but I'll listen to his questions. I'll give my answers when they're found. He says she keeps him guessing, but I know she keeps him down. She speaks in sorry sentences, miraculous repentances. I don't believe her. Tomorrow he will come to me and he'll speak his sorrow endlessly and he'll ask me why. Why can I leave her? Him sometimes. Comfort and consultation, he knows that's what he'll find. He knows that's what he'll find.
Clear. come on over, you can stay a while. I don't care, got storm clouds in my hair. Got all dressed up now, going nowhere. Got no way out here. Wake me up when the end is near. I got all dressed up now, got nowhere to be. I got all dressed up now, got no one to see. I got all dressed up now, got nowhere to be.
Put me in a corner, point me the other way, throw away my reasons, tell me what to say. A scratch on the table, blood in the sink, tell me my now, just what should I think? You are my love, you are my one. There's no one else for me. You are my love, you are my one. I'd be so lost without you. You know what I'm thinking, think what you say. I know, 'cause you tell me I'm gonna be okay. Scars will grow paler, bruises will heal. Tell me, my sweetheart, how do I feel? 'Cause you are my love, you are my one. There's no one else for me. You are my love, you are my one. I'd be so lost without you.
Screams of butterflies. Night takes over and all I
Good morning once again. This is Terminal 5, and it is 10:36 in the morning here in Montreal. You're tuned to CKUT 90.3. We just heard from a band that definitely sounds like they came out of England doing that folk revival stuff, but this is from that era, 1978, a self-titled album, the band Carol of Harvest, but they were actually from Germany. And I don't know if, let me see, do a quick check here. I don't know if they had more than one record. Let's see if I can, there's a later one. I don't know, that's probably, if I were to guess, it's probably something that was issued later but recorded earlier. So anyway, this is, I guess they didn't stick around too long. Before Carol of Harvest, we heard David Ford and Annie Dresner, Put Me in a Corner. And before that, I'm pretty sure she's from Toronto, Abigail LaPelle from, I think this is still her most recent album, 2021. It is entitled Stolen Time, and we heard All Dressed Up. And in honor of her surprise appearance at the Newport Folk Festival, we heard Joni Mitchell from her classic Ladies of the Canyon. And the canyon is a reference to Laurel Canyon, which was definitely a hotbed of that 1970s psychedelia. And so many musicians lived up there or crashed in other people's homes back when it was probably not crazy expensive. But of course, those musicians, most of them, at that point, had definitely had some money, because they were these things called records that were actually sold, and the musicians made money, unlike Spotify, where you have 8 million plays and the musicians make no money. So another reason I tried to, well, the main reason, I guess, that I try to avoid Spotify using that service. Anyway, that was a really fertile scene back in the late 60s and through the 70s. And again, giving rise to the name of the album by Joni Mitchell, Ladies of the Canyon. All right, back to music. We'll hear something from Scotsman Dick Goggin. Stay tuned.
Oh, the privacy doctor was a walking hard lane. Oh, but her love, it was easy one. When she spied a Scots prisoner making his mane, aye, and she was the floor of Northumberland. Tis Ogan lassie would marry me. Ogan her love, it was easy one. I would make her lady, oh, high degree. If she'd lose me, it'd fray my prison sistrang. So she's done her, don't her feathers get stocks. Oh, but her love, it was easy one. And she stole the best keys there, for money's a brave lock. For to lose him, would fray his presence to strang. And she's done her, don't her feathers get stables. Oh, but her love, it was easy one. And she stole the best horse that was both fleet and able, for to carry them back to bonny Scotland. But as they were riding across yon Scots muirs, he cried, oh, but your love, 'twas easy one. Get ye doon frae my horse, ye're a brazen-faced whore. although ye're the floor o' Northumberland. Oh, 'tis cookin' your kitchen I surely will be. Oh, but my love, it was easy one, for I can't get back to my own country, although I'm the floor o' Northumberland. Oh, 'tis cook in my kitchen, you can't will be. Oh, but your love, it was easy one, for my lady she will nae hae servants like thee, and ye'll need to gae back to Northumberland. For 'tis I hae a wife in my ain country, oh, but your love, it was easy one, and I can't do nothing well, I say, like thee, and you'll need to go home to Northumberland. And say, laith was he on, I say, take time, oh, but our love, it was easy one. So he's hired an old horse and he's hired an old man for to carry her back to Northumberland. But it's when she got there her father did frown and said, oh, but your love, it was easy one, for to gang with Scotsmen when you're barely 16. Aye, and ye were the floor o' Northumberland. But it's when she gave Ben her mother did smile and said, oh, but your love, it was easy one. Ah, but ye'll know the force that the Scots has beguiled, and you're welcome back home to Northumberland. For ye when ye want bread and ye when ye want wine, although your love, it was easy one. And ye when ye want silver to buy a man way, and ye're aye the fair floor o' Northumberland.
It's time. Leave your doubts on the meadow grass. Prepare the stations of your heart for good days to come. Prepare the mansions of your thank you. to that morning, I hope you say. Until that morning, don't you break or shake. Well, good things need
Thank you.
All right, running out of time here so quickly. We just heard from Ethel Kane, a track called Eden. That is from an album entitled Unreleased. She's got a new thing coming out. I think we have a copy. Pretty sure we have a copy here, so that'll get played in the very near future. Before that, Mark Hollis, formerly of the band Talk Talk, that is from his self-titled album, which came out in the late 90s and was sort of hard to get a hold of for a while. We heard Watershed. Also in there, Crane Days, Gates of May, the album entitled In a Time of Cherry Blossoming, and started off with a traditional Scottish tune, Fair Flower of Northumberland, by Dick Goggin, from his debut album. Came out in 1972. That's it for me. It is 10:59 in the morning. I have to make way here. We'll go out with this instrumental by Dibson Hofweiler. You are tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal. This has been Terminal 5. I will be back in 2 weeks. I split the show with The Sleepy King, which is really an amazing show here on this station, and that is next Wednesday in the same time slot, 9 to 11. Thanks for listening.
You're tuned into Free City Radio. I'm Stefan Christoph. This is the 114th edition of the show. Thanks for being with us. On the broadcast today, I'm going to be highlighting a conversation I had with Lauren Cardelli, who works with A Growing Culture, an organization that works to advance the culture of farmer autonomy and agroecological innovation. This conversation is attempting to sort of decode the ways that the corporatization of agriculture, going back to the Green Revolution, quote unquote, is tied into a framework of neocolonial power. So how are agricultural operating systems globally and the commodity markets that really define power relations and finances around agricultural production structured by histories of colonialism, and looking at the importance of critically decoding power systems in relation to agricultural markets, agricultural production, the ownership of seeds, the patenting of seeds. We look at a lot of different issues within this conversation.